Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. This is Susan Ranjbad. Yesterday, you guys charged me for $86. And I make sure when last time I ordered it, it's going to be for one time, not it's going to be monthly. You guys are going to send it to me. Would you please dispute it for me?
I'm not sure what you mean by disputing it, but I'll take a look into it for you. May I have your zip code, please?
92612.
All right, thank you. May I also please have your first and last name?
My first name is Susan, S-O-S-A-N. My last name, Ranjbar, R-A-N-J-B-A-R.
All right, thank you for that.
Thank you for your help.
You're more than welcome. And can you also please verify your address?
2253 Martin, number 210, Irvine, California, 92612.
Okay, so I showed that you had the Omex 3 Ultra Pure.
Uh-huh.
That helps with joint inflammation and also for a healthy heart. It shows that you are on a two-box subscription, so you receive your boxes every 2 months.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it. I'm sure when I ordered the first time, I said just one time, not you guys sending it to me. It's too expensive. Okay, you guys hopefully didn't send it out because I called my bank and already going to refund the money on my account.
Okay, well, the shipment has already been sent out. We'll go ahead and cancel the account from any further charges. But because you have stated that you, on a recorded line, that you have already disputed with your bank, you might want to have your bank reach out to us before it gets too far in dispute, because in a dispute, your bank will reach out to us. And being that you did sign up for a subscription and it wasn't canceled, that charge may not be refunded back to you. But if you have them to
what
call
do
us
you
back,
mean?
We'll refund it back to you.
I'm going to send, if you guys send it, if you, first of all, it still is pending. You guys did it yesterday. You can stop on it and they are not going to send it out.
Well, you already said that your bank has disputed the charge, so we'll need to verify that with them before we'll issue any refunds.
What do you mean?
We need to speak with your bank and verify.
Okay, listen to me. Please, just give me 1 second. Did you send it out or not yet?
Yes, ma'am. It has been sent out already.
Okay, you guys supposed to be call and check. That's the way they, the rest of the company, they do it.
No, ma'am, well, that's not how a subscription works. When you're subscribed, that means that when it's time for your shipment to go out, it automatically, a reoccurring is an automatic shipment, meaning that on the same day, on the same time period, every time it goes out. If you don't call and cancel, unfortunately, we're unable to know that you no longer want it because you didn't cancel. So we definitely sorry for that misunderstanding.
Okay. Already cancel it. And as soon as I'm going to see the box, I'm going to return it to you guys.
Okay. So if you have your bank to reach out to us and we can determine whether a dispute can be dropped or not, we'll be more than happy to issue a refund once we speak with your financial institution.
Anyway, I talk to them.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You still have to. You have to hang up the line. I'm notating your account. I'm sorry.
Means I have to stay online, or
you
are
have
going
to.
to transfer
You have.
it?
You have to hang up.
Okay.
I'm
You
not.
didn't give me the. You didn't give me the phone number. I'm going to talk to them.
There's no telephone number to provide. I'm sorry. They will call the same number. Your bank needs to call us.
Okay, because you told me I have to talk to your financial department.
No, ma'am, I didn't say that. That's not what I indicated. What I indicated is that you said earlier on a recorded line that you have disputed the charge with your bank and that your bank is going to give you your money back. So,
yes.
In a dispute, if you have already disputed the charge with your bank, that makes my company not able to issue you a refund. So the only way that my company is able to issue you a refund is if you contact your bank and have them to contact us in either a conference call, or they can call us personally and they can establish and tell us whether a dispute can be dropped or has it been processed. If not, then we will issue you a refund, not until. So there's no one else for me to transfer you over to.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do. It. I'll be back to you. Hold on. Let me see. Maybe my boyfriend, still he didn't call to dispute it. Hold on. I'll give you a call by next couple of minutes.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service.
Are you going to answer the phone as well?
It's not necessarily going to be me. Whoever answers will be able to help you.
Okay, stay online. Let me go and talk to someone else. Hold on. Don't hang up.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, still he didn't.
We still need to speak with your bank.
What I have... Okay.
Because
you
have...
I'm
sorry.
You are telling me different information. Still, it's not dispute on the bank. What I have to do right now to refund the money on my account?
What you have to do is what I previously advised you that has to be done, because it's beyond the point that you're stating now, because you already said previously that there was a dispute. So now we need to verify that. So once we speak with your bank and we verify whether or not a dispute has been filed, we will issue a refund once we speak with your bank. We cannot, or we will not issue any refund.
Okay, that's
until
fine.
We speak
that's
with your
fine.
Bank.
Stay online. Let me
no,
get
ma'am.
The bank on
you,
the money.
Your bank has to call us. We cannot do a conference call. You will have to have your bank to contact us back. I can't hold the line while you do that.
You know, I am going to write a review for you, how you treat me. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it for the way you treat me.
Oh, I'm sorry that you feel mistreated, and thank